This Sunday, we speak about the Last Judgment. It can be very imposing. But one pastor announced, the church dinner last week was just like heaven. Many people we expected to see did not show up. The practicality of being a Christian is that you have to make that choice. There is no surrogacy in prayer and in faith. You can't say someone else will make that choice for me. I remember in some parishes, people were 40 and 50 years old and were still saying, oh, that's my parents' church. When will it become yours? When will the faith that you received from those who were closest to you be something that you can say, this is my life. This is something I have chosen. This is me because the principles enunciated by Christ, I believe in. They say in life, unlike school, it's different. Because in school, first you get the lesson, people teach you, and then you get the test. In life, often, you get the test first, and then you get the lesson. Every day is judgment day. Every day you are tested. How you live, how you believe, what your principles are, where your strength is, and how much you believe. And so, when I teach the young children about religion, I always tell them, take care of you and your conscience. When no one else is looking, build your future, because you will never be fast enough to run away from yourself. You will always, at the end of every day and at the end of every life, wake up with yourself. And so how wonderful it is when you follow your conscience, when you believe the words that Jesus said, everything is important in life. When you read the Gospels, Jesus says, every hair on your head is counted. Every sparrow that falls from the tree, God knows. He cares about every word that is uttered, every thought that is thought. And how important it is for us to realize those quiet moments when no one else is watching and no one else is listening, you convince yourself that you believe in Christ, that you believe in God, and that every day you determine your own judgment by what you choose, what you think, what you say, and what you do. It is a powerful thing to be in charge of your own life. If you don't make up excuses by saying, he ruined my day, she forced me to do this, if only I was taller, shorter, richer, if only this happened, stop living in illusion. Make real choices about your life, and you will realize how powerful a gift your choice is to make you both happy and content, and at the end of the day to say, nobody chose my future. Nobody is responsible for me. I believe in my God, and I am happy. He gave me this day to make all those right choices so that when the real judgment comes, I won't be afraid because I never ran away from myself. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.